This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries, an affordable, faith-based solution for Christians to the problems of rising healthcare costs. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and I'm not sure where you're tuning in from, but we are so thankful. Whether on iTunes, stewardship.com, or on the radio, we're very, very thankful. Today, we're talking all things stewardship. The phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. And you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And you can reach out on social media as well, Chris Brown On Air on all social media platforms. I know I've been reminding you a lot lately about this, you know, making futures bright. No, we're making futures bright. $100,000 giveaway. That's what we're doing here at Ramsey Solutions. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes. Why wouldn't I remind you? And I'm talking about an opportunity to change your future. I look back in my life and I think about the things that maybe it's something I entered, or maybe it's a book I read, or a class I went to, or a discussion I had, or some advice I received. And those are game changers. And that's why I want you to enter once a day, every day, right there at stewardship.com. So make sure you check that out. As we head into the weekend, let's all remember that though God is, you know, continually teaching us, we need to put it in practice. There's a time to ponder and there's a time to practice. We got to put it into play. James 1:22-24, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. That powerful word, D-O, do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. That's a tragedy, right? So if God has taught you something this week, if God has taught you something last week, even last year, don't waste the lesson. Put what he's taught you into your life and into practice today. You're not going to be perfect. It's okay. None of us are perfect, but we want to always be progressing. And I'm convinced, I often think that the devil uses great content, great teachings against us in our walk. You know, I think it's like being inoculated just enough. You have just enough of the real thing where you heard a great talk. And it kind of, you know, we kind of judge others on their reality, but we judge ourselves on our intentions. And a lot of times we know just enough content where we feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside, but we never put it into practice. And a great reminder for all of us, myself included. All right, that number one more time, 866-357-3283. We're taking your calls. And the first call is from Hawaii. This is Dan. Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Are you proud of me the way I said Hawaii?
Yeah, that's good.
How can we help you?
So my wife and I are in the middle of our debt snowball. Everything's going great for us. But my grandmother, she's lived with us for several years. And as you know, when you start doing the total money makeover, there's a lot of discussion in the house that kind of sparked a conversation with our grandma, and she came and brought her finances to me and my wife and kind of opened up on what's going on with her. She's got about $48,000 in a church loan fund that's earning 2.25% interest. She has a little over $1,600 from Social Security a month coming in, And then the interest off that fund is about $93 a month. Her total bills are $1,300, but she's got a couple debts. She's got a car payment, $207 a month. $7,300 is what she owes on it. And then she borrowed against a life insurance policy about $8,500, and she's only paying the interest on that. And it's about, she pays about $50 a month, and she's getting nowhere. That's been going on for, like, I guess a year or two. Mm-hmm. If she pulls her money out of the loan fund, she pays a penalty, $1,093 for early withdrawal. If she pulled all the money out, because she's earning really poor interest on it, and pays those two bills off, that'd be around $16,000, which would bring her down to $31,000 and change left of actual money out of that fund. I guess my question is, should she pull the money out, pay off the debt, and then reinvest it into some kinds of mutual funds?
Out of the $1,300, I think you said $1,300 in monthly bills, how much of that is the actual debt payments?
Let's see, $257 is what she's paying for those two debts.
And have you talked to a financial advisor for possibly rolling it over into something? I'm not sure what this church fund is, but I don't know if it can roll over, because I don't want her to, you know, to get those penalties if she didn't have to.
No, we have not.
Okay, try to see if you can try to keep it in the investment category and get it into something that's performing.
Yeah.
If you can, without paying the penalty. I don't mind you. So it's $1,000 if you pull it all, or is it $1,000 if you pull any of it?
Yeah, if she pulls it all out, she pays $1,000 penalty.
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's not necessarily and she's over retirement age anyway, right?
She's 78.
Yeah. So I'm wondering why the penalty? Why is there a penalty when she's 70 something?
Right. I have no idea.
Yeah. That's probably some unique deal.
I guess the biggest thing would be, obviously, she'd have more money for her monthly income.
Yeah.
If she paid these two off. But then also, if she got it into something that was earning anywhere near 8%,
yes,
she would have an extra $200 a month. Even after she pays it off and only has $31,000 left. So to me, it's like increase what she's got. And then, I mean, that other deal is just a loser.
Yeah. I mean, I have nothing wrong with it. It's fine. I would maybe, does she need a $7,000 or $8,000 car? Could she possibly sell that and not use some of this investment funds and maybe get like a $2,000 or $3,000 car? Is she driving a lot?
She drives it quite a bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have nothing wrong with it. It's fine with me. And then take that 31 and put it towards something, towards 8%, 10%, 12%, something better. And okay. Obviously, I would recommend talking to one of our smart investors at stewardship.com. I think we have some out there in Hawaii. Smartvestor, stewardship.com. And you want to go to Chris Recommends, and there's a thing called Smart Vestors. And what you're looking for are these investment professionals that have a heart of a teacher, and they're not going to try to sell you anything or try to get, you know, high commissions. They literally are going to explain to you your options and say, here's your options. What do you want to do? And they're going to walk you through this process and keep it real simple so you can understand what you're doing and none of this unique, weird stuff. It's just going to be straightforward. Probably some good growth stock mutual funds for her, and that should be good.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
One more thing, Dan. The $207 or $257 that she's going to be saving every month, I would encourage her to act like she still has those payments, but she's putting that towards investments. So just act like she didn't get any more cash flow. She's just putting it towards investments so she can get that back up to 48 as soon as possible.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan. All right, folks. That one hits home to me. Having a grandmother living at home. Holly and I have actually lost three parents by the age of 30. I think we were 30 or so and already lost three of our four parents. And we've lost all of our grandparents except for one grandparent. And I will say this, any of you who have somebody who's living at home, who's older, or you've got somebody who is in that stage of life, Proverbs 16:24 is what I wish I would have done better. It says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. And I just wish, when I think back to those last days, and this is not the last days for Dan's grandmother, sounds like she's doing fine, but those people who are fragile in their older ages, don't hold back life-giving words and be really careful of the ones that aren't life-giving. Try to choose your words carefully. If I were to go back, and I was never really mean to any of these, to my parents or my grandparents, but I would have spoken life into them more. It wouldn't have been all about this investment portfolio changes, even though that's an important conversation to have, but it would be really about pouring as much life-giving words into her spirit, into all their spirits. If they were still around, I'd love to do that. So I'm not sure who needs to hear that, but I don't know. I just felt like I needed to say it.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Christians have an alternative to overwhelming health insurance costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the original healthcare sharing ministry, satisfies its members' Affordable Care Act eligibility. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't insurance. It's 70% less expensive than the national health insurance average. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited charity. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a proud sponsor of Dave Ramsey Live Events.
Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown, and we're taking your calls today, 866-357-3283. Next up, from Madison, Wisconsin, this is Carolyn. Carolyn, how are you?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
I had a question about housing, like saving for a house versus saving for retirement. My husband and I, we've been out of debt for about a year, so we're completely debt-free. And we are starting to save up for a down payment. But we've also been saving towards our retirement at work, which we get a match. So we've been doing a little bit of that on the side. And we're just trying to figure out if we should be attacking one versus the other, because right now they both feel like they're just taking so long. And we've heard on some shows that it might be okay to stop saving for retirement to save for a house more quickly. But I worry about that because of, like, our ages and because we don't have very much saved for retirement yet. So I was just wondering if you had any advice.
Well, yeah. Well, so here's the deal. We talk to folks from all different ages, all different backgrounds, all geographic regions. And through all of that over the last 25 years, we've, you know, and I say we pretty liberally, Dave Ramsey put together a step-by-step plan that kind of takes all those different situations and kind of simplifies everything. And so let's go through the checklist for you as if you're just now on the line.
Sure.
And let's go through this checklist. So number one, have you saved $1,000?
Yes, so we have that done.
Done, okay. Number two, do you have any consumer debt?
No debt at all.
Non-mortgage debt?
No debt.
So we're rocking through these. Now, baby step three is to make sure that we have 3 to 6 months of money saved, 3 to 6 months of expenses put in a money market account or savings account in case something bad happens, like a roof caves in or air conditioning goes out. Do you have that kind of money, just liquid cash?
Yeah, we just finished that up a few months ago. So we have that. We're just starting to save for a down payment.
Okay. And so right now is the time where you need to do that. So this whole idea between retirement, which is baby step four, is where I was headed. Mm-hmm. And you guys have kind of already started doing that. What I would do, even with age, whether I would say the same advice for 30 or 50 or 30 or 55 or whatever, anything in between, I would say you want to no longer than 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And maybe for you being a little bit on the older of that range, maybe it needs to be 2 years or a year and a half. Put aside 10 to 20% for a down payment on a home. And that the difference between 10 and 20% is depends on your program, whether you can avoid mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can find a 15-year fixed conventional loan where 10% will make you avoid PMI, mm-hmm. then that's great. If it's 20, then you got to go 20. And if you can't get, let's say it's a $300,000 house and you can't get $60,000 for that 20%, maybe it needs to be lesser house. So what you're looking for is no longer than that 2 to 3 year period of saving up so mm-hmm. that you can get to that baby step four, that compound interest, as soon as possible, because you're right. You do need to get to it as soon as possible. But we also want to be paying down some principal on some real estate as well at the same time. So they're both important, But that's where we put it. We put it in baby step 3B.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I looked at our RIQ number, and we calculated it based on, like, if we removed 1 year, like if we stopped paying for retirement for 1 year, kind of what that would do long term.
And it made it go up.
And I think until I did that, I felt okay with maybe like any pause on retirement.
Yeah.
But when we looked at it, it was like a huge jump just for like taking 1 year off.
Yeah.
No, you're like $100 more a month forever.
You're right. It definitely does. That's why it's important to get through these baby steps as soon as possible, because that time is your friend. And that's exactly what it does. And for me, I had a huge real estate debacle back in 2007. I didn't own a house for a really, really long time. And because of that, my RIQ number, what we're talking about, folks, is Retire Inspired Quotient at ChrisHogan360.com. It's where you put in a couple things into a website, and it kicks out what you need to put away to reach your retirement goals. And mine is astronomical. I mean, mine is crazy, because I lost 10 years of rebuilding. Mm-hmm. So I didn't invest anything for 10 years. So all the way in my prime as I'm building my career. So I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. But it's really important to get going on it as fast as possible. If you were to reverse them, you'd be in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be paying rent payments as a 60-year-old. And have no real estate. You'd have no house to your name.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd be going through retirement paying for rent payments. Mm-hmm. So it's you got to do both. So we put it at three. We put it at 3B, and we try to say, hey, no more than 3 years on that.
Okay. Yeah, and it would not take us 3 years.
Good. And keep in mind too, your pay is probably going to increase over the years. So another $100 a month or another $200 a month won't mean as much then. And you can't rely on that, but just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, for Christmas this year, do you want to give a gift that matters? This year, we're all about making futures bright by offering some of our incredible Christmas gifts for just $10. You can get our most popular books, audiobooks, and ebooks, including Chris Hogan's number one bestseller, Retire Inspired, Rachel Cruz's book, Smart Money, Smart Kids, and Dave Ramsey's The Total Money Makeover for just $10. You'll find resources to help your loved ones better manage money, like the envelope system and our lessons on dumping debt and cash flow planning. Or help spread the message of stewardship with the Legacy Journey book. We're offering all of this and so much more, each for just $10. You can get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. So head over to stewardship.com this week and shop the $10 gifts that bring hope to the people that you care about. Again, just go to stewardship.com today and find great gifts for just $10.
This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we want to thank you because we've been getting your questions, your testimonies, your success stories. Some of you have been sending words of encouragement to others in our stewardship community. Call us at 866-357-3283, or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
And next on the line is Nicole from North Carolina. Nicole, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
How can I serve you?
So I've graduated from grad school, and I'm in an internship for nutrition.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get out of the internship with almost $200,000 worth of student loan debt.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I'm at the point in my life, I'm 28 years old, so I'm thinking about a family and a house and, you know, all of that. And thinking about all of that gives me great anxiety because a house might be $200,000. On top of that, and my debt-to-income ratio is going to be, you know, kind of high already starting out. So I'm just looking for any kind of advice you can give.
Yeah. In the last few years, have you proven that you can live on very little?
Probably not.
You haven't?
I mean, I do live on very little considering, but I'm sure I could probably be living on less than I am living.
Okay. What income level have you, what lifestyle have you been living? $30,000 lifestyle, 15, 45?
Probably between 25 and 30.
All right. What's your income when you get out?
Close to 50.
Okay.
Starting. And that's for a person without a master's degree. So it could be a little bit higher, depending.
Well, the only way that you can kind of get this behind you as soon as possible is to live on as little as possible. So you've proven that you can live on a much smaller amount than you're going to be making. But you're going to have to, on top of that, because that difference is not enough between the lifestyle that you've proven that you can live and your anticipated income is not big enough for you to pay this off within the next 10 years. And what you're looking for is a 24-month plan, possibly a four-year plan, just because the $200K is a little extreme. But that would get you out of debt by 32. So what it's going to take is going to take you working extra and working on the income side as well. So the expense is low. And we just got to ask yourself, do I pay a huge price, rip the Band-Aid off, and have a really tough 3 or 4 years? Or do I have this thing bother the mess out of me for the next 10?
Right.
And I guess it's just up to you. I know the Bible says to run away from debt like crazy, like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. So Proverbs 6:5, just picture this, and I try to put this word picture together for folks. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. So kind of put that visual together that's straight out of the Bible that says pretty much a gazelle looking down the barrel of a shotgun is going to bolt like crazy. And that's how the Bible tells us to run away from debt. That's the way you get out of it. You can't just pet your debt. So you use the word anxiety. It sounds like it might be a little bit of panic. I don't want you to have panic. I don't even want you to have anxiety. I want you to feel urgency. I want you to feel there's levels of these emotions. And panic and anxiety seems like you don't have control. But reality is God has allowed you to have control of the situation. He's going to trust you with some income, and he's going to trust you with the abilities to be able to get out of this hole. And you've got to use those abilities in a faithful manner. So it's all going to be how much sacrifice you're okay with. Now, what I've noticed is folks can say, hey, listen, you need to put your food budget from $1,000 a month down to $300 a month or down to $100 a month. And then some folks will go through that as miserable as possible and not use any creativity. But you can take your food budget down to $100 a month and get creative with it and it not hurt as bad. It's not like not doing any recreation. No, it's just finding some good solutions for some free recreation. And so I would just, I want to give you hope in that way. And it can be done. I know you're thinking right now, where I'm at right now, it doesn't feel like it can be done. Here's some encouragement that I'm seeing here on Facebook from Kristen. Here's what she says. She says, thank you, Chris Brown, for the inspiration that my husband and I get from your podcast. Here's what she did. We've paid off a few medical bills, and that started our debt snowball rolling. We just paid off our car, and that feels great because it was the first big payoff. Roll, snowball, roll, is what she's saying. Credit card is next. I'm so excited to finally feel like freedom is possible. And I'm just letting you know, there's people that come into Ramsey Solutions every day, Monday through Friday, and give a debt-free scream who have had $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in debt, and they did it. So I'm telling you, there's nothing magic we're going to do. It's going to be you doing it. And I know you can. You got this. I don't want you to feel no anxiety, no panic, just some urgency. Work a plan and go after it.
Okay.
All righty.
Awesome. Are you aware
of the baby steps and this debt snowball thing I just referenced?
No.
Okay. You're like, what in the world is that debt snowball?
I'm going to go look it up.
That's so funny. Well, I'm going to give you a free Financial Peace University. It's a 7 steps that walk you to financial freedom and financial peace. And I'm going to give that to you because that's the plan that you're going to work from here for these next 3 or 4 years until you're out of debt. And then you're going to take that same learning and it's going to walk you through your entire adulthood and finances. So it'll really help you through that. 4.5 million people have been through the class and they've experienced a $19 billion turnaround in their finances in just 90 days.
Wow.
It's a game changer. So I'm going to give that to you for free. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. You stay on the line. All right, folks. Well, we want to thank you all for tuning in. Stay plugged in to the stewardship stuff that we're talking about. It turns out that God knows what he's doing in regards to finances. Imagine that. 2,350 verses in the scriptures that talk about money and wealth and possessions on how we are to navigate those things. Okay. Money is a tool in our lives. It's not a weapon. It's also not something that we put our security in. It's a tool. and God wants us to make sure that we leverage it. Okay, money makes a great servant, but it makes a horrible master. It shouldn't be the master in our lives. It should be a servant, something that we use so that we can bring more glory to God. And so that's in the scriptures. It tells us all about saving, tells us about avoiding debt. The Bible tells us a lot about investing, tells us a little bit about giving and being generous. It's all in there. And those are the things that we talk about on this show. These are the things we talk about at stewardship.com. These are the things we talk about at stewardshipcentral.org. And we're hoping to give you a lot of free content to help you in your journey to financial peace. Well, don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Well, this is Chris Brown, and you've been listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And from Ramsey Solutions, God bless. We'll be right back.